This is the greatest thing going around on the internet. You got to have time to listen to it. That's why I'm wondering if I should play it for you. But this is the coolest thing. Billy Bob Thornton, who is like the weirdest dude in the world, he was on a radio show. But the whole interview is like, I don't know how many minutes. I mean, it's long.
13 minutes.
Yeah. I've got the whole thing. And
13 minutes.
He's on this radio show, and the guy is treating him with such respect. Billy Bob Thornton has put out an album with his music. You know.
It's a music album.
And the guy's like a straight announcer. It almost sounds like it's NPR or something, public radio.
It's CBC. I think that is like a
Canadian
government.
Yeah. And the guy's just being very, very reverential and trying to ask Billy Bob about his music. And I don't know if Billy Bob's high or what, but he's just fucking pissed and angry and confrontational. And it builds, though. So you got to spend some time with it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's really good, I think. If you don't like it, go tune over to some other shit on the, you know. It's fine. We're never insulted. As long as you stay within the world of Sirius, we're fine. Let's see. Okay. And that was not a lip smack. That was just me going.
Okay. So maybe that's what people are thinking is a lip smack.
Are you conscious about that now, the lip smack?
Well, I'm trying to find it, but I realize I'm not smacking my lips. I'm just going.
Uh-huh. You're intentionally making it sound.
And, like, don't get all hung up on that. Don't listen to every little thing I say. Some people are insane. All right, let me find Billy Bob. I think it's on JD1. Yeah, here we go. All right, so it starts out. I want you to hear the whole thing, because this announcer dude is just treating them so seriously. There's no fooling around. He's not being an asshole.
So you're wondering what makes him angry.
Yeah.
Trio's third album in the last year alone. Yes, this is a band with ambition. Secondly, the Boxmasters' principal songwriter, singer, and drummer is a guy named Billy Bob Thornton, whose other job, some of the time, is Oscar-winning screenwriter, actor, and director. While Billy Bob Thornton's name is most often linked to his cinematic endeavors, the Boxmasters is anything...
Doesn't even bring up Angelina Jolie, nothing. Nothing,
no,
you know.
Just talking about his stupid music, which nobody cares about.
Which that shit music, which I'll try and get a sample of after we're done with this.
But a diversion from the silver screen. He's always intended to make music, and he just got sidetracked. These days, music is a major priority in his life, and it's something he's obviously embracing. And I'm pleased to have all the members of the Boxmasters, Billy Bob Thornton, J.G. Andrew, Mike Butler, and Danny Baker, here in Studio Q. Hello, boys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to have you here. Three albums in the past year? That seems ambitious.
That's the ones that have been released.
We've got about five.
There's more.
Yeah. He's so prolific. He's got more than three albums.
By the way, just can't get out the music fast enough.
Yeah.
By the way, we do have, believe it or not, the Boxmasters.
Good, because I will play some of that garbage. I mean, who's he kidding? It's a hobby.
I mean, you guys formed, Billy Bob, you guys formed only in the last couple of years, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How so?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, when did the band form?
I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, well, when did you guys first start playing together?
We started about 2 years ago, and we haven't stopped since we got the ball rolling.
And you're currently on tour with Willie Nelson?
And Ray Price.
And Ray Price.
Yeah, and so it's a fantastic bill.
Have you done shows before this run with Willie Nelson before?
Yeah, we did a run last November and December for a few weeks with Willie in the States, and it was amazing. It was great. You know.
What do you learn from Willie Nelson, Billy Bob?
I've never met him.
Are you being ironic or are you being serious?
I don't really know him.
You've never met Willie Nelson?
Well, I said hello to him once. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. You guys don't really hang out on tour.
I don't know
what I mean.
No.
Why do I get the impression that you're going to answer with you don't know what I mean if I ask you things? So how is it that you guys, did Willie choose you guys to come on tour with him?
Shit, I don't know.
Right. All right.
All right, so that's the first part of the interview, and it gets worse. Mm. Now, the announcer dude is really trying to work with him.
He's working with him, and he's bumpering and laughing because he doesn't know what to do to please.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I mean, if it was us, we'd just say, Billy, why don't you go home?
Mr. Oh, God, Asshole. He'd be a lunatic by the time we were done with him.
I mean, first thing out of the box, I'm going, listen, who cares about your music? What's going on with that Angelina Jolie? Right. Why'd you leave her for real?
Well, let's talk about the chick.
Yeah, let's talk pussy.
There's times sometimes in here when if it's a big enough name, like, I'll look towards you and I'll try to get, like, an okay from you to start fucking with people.
Right. Why is everyone almost whispering in this interview? Like, it's almost like that Egg McMuffin bit.
It's odd. I know a guy, I was really friendly. This kid I was on Mad TV with went to film school with a kid who did the sound editing for Sling Blade, right? Yeah.
When he was normal.
Well, no.
He wasn't normal
I don't know
then.
What normal was. What
well,
you consider
when we
normal.
Interviewed him then, he wasn't this guy.
Well, this guy said, this kid every once in a while would be on the phone with my buddy David at the Mad TV set, and he would go, you got to hear what he's going through right now. They were editing in post-production.
Yeah.
And he would talk for 2 minutes, and then he got so mad at him, he forgot about the reverential bullshit. He was like, I got to go. I got this fucking angry redneck on the other line, right, screaming at me. Billy Bob Thornton has an insane fear of antique furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever hear about that before?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's been written.
And midgets. Okay, so he has
an insane fear of antique furniture and midgets.
And midgets. Okay, and when you hear that, you start laughing. It's a real thing. Like, in other words, this kid was trying to work with him, and they were having a meeting about editing the sound in the movie, and there was a piece of furniture that could have been an antique furniture. Billy Bob Thornton wouldn't go in the room. And, like, at first you think he's, like, right now with this interview,
you think he's kidding,
trying to be eccentric, joking around. But, he really didn't know.
Well, keep listening.
I mean, listen, he would tell me stories that were so crazy, now, but this makes sense now after hearing that.
All right, so keep listening. So it gets weirder and weirder. It gets confrontational, right. But you got to hang in there for it. It's great stuff.
It seems like an interesting fusion at first, Mike, to have old school sort of British first wave 60s music fused with Southern American twang to a certain extent. Did it always seem natural to you?
Yeah, I mean, those are the things that we're influenced by.
And mind you, these guys aren't the Beatles. Nobody really gives a shit about their music. They're just excited that Billy Bob Thornton there.
They've broken no new ground.
Right.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, it just ended up being that way. We recorded a couple of songs, and then
nobody cares. Nobody knows their songs. I mean, it's irrelevant what they're up to musically. It's a joke. It's laughable. But here we go.
Akron was like, wow, that kind of sounds like, you know, British Invasion, you know, mixed with the stuff like Buck Owens and
put me to sleep,
Del Reeves and stuff that you listen to. Anyway.
And that was true for you, Billy Bob, growing up. It was a sort of a combo of Stones and Monkees and Buck Owens.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
And you almost became a professional baseball player, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
But you didn't love music when you were a kid?
I subscribed to a magazine called Famous Monsters of Filmland, which the publisher was a guy named Forrest J. Ackerman, who passed away recently.
Do you remember what you were listening to musically when you were a kid?
Well, they had a contest where you could build your own model, and it could be like a King Kong, or it could be anything from something that you created yourself to like one of the monsters that was actually in the in some.
What a sadistic, sad human being.
Wow,
no,
really?
Listen to this.
Yeah, this is where it keep going. It gets better.
The magazines, like it could be Frankenstein all the way to Phantom of the Opera, and they made these plastic models in those days that you could buy and put together. But this was like a thing you could create your own world of it. You know, build telephone poles, make the railroad tracks, and everything. And I actually did enter it once. I didn't win anything, but I gave it a shot. And but it was pretty. It was a big deal for us kids in those days.
Where's the music? Where's the music fit into that?
Music? No, it was a monster magazine.
Right, right. But given that you seem to be quite passionate about music, I was wondering about your.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Would I say that he's passionate about music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Would you explain why it's not a hobby?
Would I explain why it's not a hobby? Are you reacting to the fact that I said...
Yeah, I am. I am. Since you're instructed not to talk about shit like that, yeah, I am reacting to that. Yeah.
I wasn't instructed to... I'm not really instructed. You guys are here as a band. You're performing. But
the producer is instructed.
Right. So. But,
but somewhere along the way.
Because I mentioned that you were an actor and a screenwriter?
First of all, that wasn't supposed to be mentioned either.
But that's just giving context, right? I mean, I'm happy to interview you guys as a band, but you know, for the listeners, we're giving context for who you are. That's part of your trajectory, isn't it?
Not really.
It's not.
No.
You would prefer me to only do this interview not mentioning at all, just to clarify,
that's correct,
yes. At all that you've that's ever correct. Done anything in terms of acting, screenwriting?
That's correct.
Okay, but do you know that people are listening across the country and across North America,
yeah.
and they might think that's odd that I would not mention anything to do with your past?
Well, I think it's odd that you have to smoke inside of White Stripe outside.
That's also odd. But that, you know, but that's a little different. That's a rule and regulation. I'm just trying to do a show and give people context for who you guys are.
Well, there's plenty of context without all that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it does occur to me that, you know, the producers told me that you didn't want to, they didn't want to focus on questions around your acting career, etc. And I'm cool with that because I'm happy to talk to you as musicians. It does also occur to me though that you're a pretty new band, and part one of the reasons why you get attention is because of the career you have.
We're not really new.
You're not?
Well, I've made 8 albums.
I know you've made a lot of them, but how long have the Boxmasters been together for?
I don't know.
A couple of years, maybe. So even the greatest bands in the world don't... I mean, part of the attention that you're getting is because of the great career you've had in other ways. What I'm explaining is I'm not trying to be insulting to your musical...
Well, what I'm explaining is we said to not talk about shit like that. And we also said that we didn't want to hear anything about how this is my first love. You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you? I understand music is your first love. Well, my first love was a chick named Lisa Cohn. You know what I mean?
Alright, so I think the only reason we would do that is as a point of entry, so for people to... So do you want to continue this if we talk about music?
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, if we can call a truce, then I can ask you questions about music, because I was asking and you didn't seem to want to answer, but I'm cool to talk about that. So can you talk about your musical influences? Because there is an interesting fusion in this on this record.
Yeah, it's a mixture of the British Invasion with hillbilly music, something that I know more about than, say, a band who's 20 years old that you wouldn't say that to. Yeah. I grew up as pretty much a music historian, so yeah. Yeah, cosmic cowboy music.
Throw him out.
Do you know other? Can you think of other bands who've been doing what you guys are doing here, or
some not lately?
To? Yeah,
not in the last 30 years. No.
How great is this? Are you guys with me on this?
No, no, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
fascinating.
Waiting for the eruption.
And good for this guy, by the way.
Right now, he's just teetering on the brink.
Hey, JD, there's only like 50 seconds left, so.
But fuck him. You know, it's like this guy's doing a good job. He's got to fill that time, I guess.
Right. I guess he can't let him go. Yeah.
Well, first of all, Billy Bob has no self-awareness. Number one, nobody gives a shit about the buttholes or whatever their name is.
What the hell does he have to do with Tom Petty?
Well, what he's saying is the types of questions you're asking, you're not treating me like I'm Tom Petty. Like,
and
you
you're not.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
My point.
So, but. Well, my point is he has no self-awareness. Right. It's like nobody knows who you are outside of acting.
Right.
No one knows you as a musician.
And the reason I'm even interviewing this band is because you're in it, and you're an actor.
I would have just said to him, you know what? No one gives a shit about these other musicians you're with.
Don't nobody even bring them in.
Nobody really gives a shit about your music. The only thing we give a shit about, is that you kind of did one good movie, Sling Blade, which is brilliant. Then you kind of fucked everything up, and you screwed up your relationship with the hottest woman on the planet. Now what? Now let's talk real.
Yeah, the things you really know about are how to leave one actress for another actress when you change movie sets.
Yeah, like how you dumped Laura Dern and took up with...
Angie.
Right.
That's what you know.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Really?
Like, yeah. It's odd.
I've seen him interviewed other places, and he's never acted this douchey. I'm almost still thinking this. He's like pulling a Joaquin Phoenix, like he's trying.
That's
to
what I was wondering.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe if he is, that's
brilliant.
Interesting. I hope there was a camera roll.
No, there was. No, I got the. Yeah, I saw the video.
So there was a camera.
Yeah. No. His eyes. really like he's out of it almost. So I don't know.
Is everybody pranking everybody now?
I think so.
Is anybody real?
I don't think you can trust anything anymore.
But, I mean, I don't know. So
it's one of those things where he sounds like he's trying way too hard to be provocative.
Yeah, and you'd think, all right, well, when you play this music, it's going to be the greatest music in the world. How dare anybody ask him about another career?
Let me finish this up.
Okay, well, listen, you guys are going to play a song for us. What were you planning on playing?
The guys are going to do an instrumental version of a song called Turn It Over, which is on this record that we have now.
Okay, you're not going to play?
Well, I'm a drummer.
And you don't have your drums here?
No, we don't cart those around at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. All right, well, how about let's hear the instrumental version from the Boxmasters. You guys up for it?
Sure.
A lot of energy.
This is the Boxmasters. This is J.D. Andrew, Mike Butler, and Danny Baker. And Billy Bob doesn't have his drums, so he's not going to be performing on this version of the Boxmasters.
And that was it.
And there you go.
Let me hear this horrible music. I mean, I can't imagine what it is.
This one's called Some of Shelley's Blues.
Maybe it's good. I don't know.
I heard it's a lot like Petty, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, then we already have Petty.
Right. And this does sound that way, somewhat.
Here's the Boxmasters without the reason they booked them in the first place.
Tell me just one more time the reason why you must leave. Tell me once more why you're sure you don't need me. Tell me again, but don't think you'll convince me. You say
it's not horrible, it's just nothing.
It wouldn't be something I'd listen to again.
It does sound like a lame version of a Petty song.
Yeah.
It's not exactly catchy, but it's not embarrassingly bad. Yeah, I don't know. He wouldn't win American Idol. Okay. I had enough.
And the fact is, the guy is a really talented writer and actor, and it's like, you know, that poor guy interviewed. I mean, what did he say to his producer? You know what? It makes me dream that he would get interviewed by you.
Yeah, because he comes in with all these stipulations. Wow. You can't mention that I'm an actor or had another career.
He was interviewed by me many years ago.
Well, I mean, like, now
he wasn't making any demands.
Yeah, he wasn't all that interesting back then.
He's become a little more into himself, I think.
Yeah.
I think he was acting when he came in because he acted like a normal person.